Welcome back. You're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and this show is called The Townships at 12. In this half hour, I will be talking with local music artist Danielle Morin. Danielle is based in Granby, Quebec, and she has songs in both French and English. We will start the second part of today's show with a song called It's All About You, a song written and performed by Danielle Morin with the inspiration of her daughters. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
About my two daughters, you know, to kind of tell them that I like the way you are. You must be the way you are, and that's important, and that makes you beautiful.
Today we welcome Danielle Morin to the Townships at 12. Now, Danielle is a music artist. She's a local music artist, and she's based in Granby. So welcome, Danielle.
Well, thank you, Maureen. It's a pleasure to be talking with you.
And how long have you been singing? How long have you been interested in music?
Oh, I'm singing, you know, since I'm very young. And I started to write songs about when I had children, with inspiration with my family and mother and father. So they were also singing. My mother was playing piano. And they were always singing and with different voices. So I always liked to you know, add voices to my songs, the back vocals. And I started to write songs, and I published my first album, CD, in 2009 with my songs. So.
Okay, that's exciting. And everybody in your family is into music, your parents too, I guess.
And I'm also in a small group of musicians and singers with my sister. We're seven people, and we also do music every week, and then we do some shows. So that's really fun.
You write your own songs?
Yes. Yes, okay. Lyrics and music. And my first album was mixed and arranged and masterized by someone in the studio that I knew. But for about 3 years now, I do my own. I have my own home studio.
Okay.
So I do my arrangements, my mixing and mastering. So I started to learn all of that to be able to do it myself with help. Of course, you know, I did a lot of training and online courses and a lot of e-learning, also looking at videos and learning how to do that. So that's a lot to learn. So that's why it takes longer to produce a song. But I did another single in 2012 and then another one in 2022. So and the sisters was this year. I plan to produce I have two more coming during probably before the end of the year.
Okay, so these are albums, one in 2012?
Yes, I have a single in 2012.
Single, okay. And 2022?
Another single,
okay.
Yep.
Now, English is not your first language. You sing in both languages, French and English. Where did you learn your English?
I started really late at school, but after that, I had the opportunity to work with some English people in Sherbrooke, by the way.
Okay.
It was an Ingersoll Rand, the Rand that they were calling that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And my boss was an English person, and all my coworkers were also English people. So I started like that and talking all day with them. And also I took courses. And I also had the opportunity to work in the United States and also with customers in English across Canada and a bit about in the U.S. too. So it really helped me being better in English.
Yes, it did. When did you decide to do songs in English?
Well, actually, with my first album, some of the songs, sometimes I was starting to write them in French, but suddenly I changed in my mind, and I find the words more in English for those, you know, songs. So my first album had English songs in them.
Okay, that's interesting. What was the first album called?
It's Changer d'air.
Okay, and how many songs are on it?
12.
12 songs. Okay, so that's a full album. Okay. So you said when you started having children, that's what inspired you to write your songs?
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to talk about a couple of the English songs and the inspiration behind that? It's All About You. Let's talk about that one.
Yeah. It's All About You is really about my two daughters. You know, to kind of tell them that I like the way you are. You must be the way you are, and that's important, and that's makes you beautiful. So that's a message to them to be what they want to be, you know?
Mm-hmm. Such an important message, especially to give to our daughters.
Yeah. And then the other one, Don't Know, was after, you know, one of my sisters. I have three sisters. That's why I have a phone called Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my sisters, one day called me because her young daughter had a really big tumor in the head.
Oh, no.
So, and at that point, I didn't know what to do. So that was the inspiration for that song. You know, sometimes it's hard to tell things. And then at the end, you just say, I love you.
Okay. That's a great inspiration. Okay. And yeah. Because of you?
Because of you, it's a message to someone you have in your life that makes a difference, that you makes you happy and comfortable and confident for the future. That was a person that was with me and that inspired me that song.
Mm-hmm. How would you classify your music? Because it seems a bit pop, it seems a bit jazzy too.
Yeah, that's like It's All About You. I wanted that song to be jazzy. I also have a few songs that would call them a little bit country.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them, and then but I would classify generally like pop folk type of song. I'm not, you know, metal or, you know, really mm-hmm. rock stuff. Although I have one song that is really rock, more a little bit more than the others, but it's more pop folk kind of music.
Okay. Any plans for the summer of 2024?
Right now, what I'm preparing, I want to do a show, probably for the fall, but this summer we have a few shows with my group, but for the for fall, I'm planning to do a little spectacle of my own with my songs, and I would play the piano and I would have some tracks to help me. You know, I'm not really a pianist. I can play, but I'm not basically a pianist, so I want to have. But I didn't want to do a show just with tracks. I want to be more involved in that. So that's why I'm doing like piano and mixed with some tracks to help me.
Okay, where can somebody get your songs or listen to them? Are they on YouTube, iTunes, anything?
Oh
like that?
Yeah, they're yeah. on the most platforms: Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. I have a few also videos with still a karaoke type on my YouTube channel, and but you know, Amazon Music, most of them. I use a company called Amplitude Distribution in Montreal. Mm-hmm. And so if you go to their site, you're going to see the list of all the platforms that my songs are published. So there's a lot.
Okay, so you have a website?
Yes, I have a website. I do also voiceovers.
Mm-hmm.
So my website describes both sides of that, the singing part and then the voiceover part.
Okay, so is it www.danielmorant.com?
Yes. That's okay. It.
Are you in any of the videos if we look it up on YouTube, the songs?
I'm working on that right now.
Okay.
To do some video clips. So the video that I made are more just with images and text. But I'm planning to do that. I learned a little bit more about video clips. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my plans also to do this year.
Okay, that's great. Sounds like you're doing a lot. And the technical part is at least easier than it used to be. But still, you know, a lot involved.
And you know, by today, you don't do CDs anymore and you don't sell the same way. And videos or video clips are really important for the new market. Mm-hmm. So that's why I want to do that too.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go? Did we miss anything?
I'm really grateful to you to you know, have my songs on your radio. Because it's really hard, you know, to in the music industry to have people wanted to play our songs, and so we can have more people knowing my songs. That's my goal, is to have people loving my songs and listening to them.
Okay, good. Well, I'm anxious to put them on. Danielle Morin, the local music artist based in Granby. So thanks very much for the interview, Danielle, and all the best.
Okay, well, thanks a lot to you, Maureen, and thanks to your radio.
You call. yet. I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do.
Just heard another song from Danielle Morin, and the song is called Don't Know What to Say. Next up, we have some health news, and perhaps the biggest way in which AI, artificial intelligence, is already being used is to help interpret x-rays, CT scans, and other images. The algorithms AI uses are very well suited to looking at an image and identifying a pattern, says Dr. Maddock. Studies consistently show that letting AI review images increases disease detection. AI regularly finds spots in mammograms that even expert physicians have missed. And when AI is added to colonoscopies in real time, significantly more polyps are found. Radiologists appreciate AI's assistance with reading images because two heads are proving better than one, says Dr. Maddox. In almost all examples, AI plus humans trumps either alone, he notes, likening it to when calculations were first introduced. They didn't replace accountants, but freed them to focus on more important parts of their job than calculation. In a study in which AI gave chest x-rays a first read, the images it flagged helped radiologists prioritize patients with potential problems and review those scans in fewer than 3 days rather than the 11 days it normally takes. Other kinds of images AI is helping to read include heart MRIs and routine eye tests for diagnosis of eye disease in people with diabetes. And that is some news from the Prevention Magazine, the May issue 2024. I'd like to thank my guest today, Dr. Heather Lawford, an award-winning educator, professor of psychology at Bishop's University, and also Danielle Morin, local music artist based in Granby. We'll close today's show. It's a new song, a Canadian song. It's called Rules, and it's by Carol Medina. It's written by James Collins and Tommy Sicari. Thanks very much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Somebody else's rules.